It turns out the drinks had not been spiked. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The investigation of that scary off-campus party in Roslyn, Washington that sent 9 freshmen to the hospital found no drugs in the students' blood. Zero. Unless you count a near-fatal blood alcohol level of 0.35 in one case. It turns out nothing was spiked at that party. Everybody knew what they were drinking, and what they were drinking was vodka, rum, beer, and Four Loko, a mixture of fruity booze and caffeine, 12% alcohol, and clearly labeled as not for minors, and they drank it anyway. Imagine! Washington's attorney general, like many of his counterparts, wants Four Loko banned as unsafe because the caffeine keeps you awake and you can drink too much. Safer drink, I guess, would be one that makes you pass out sooner. And the FDA is now threatening to ban Four Loko unless the company can demonstrate it's safe. How do you demonstrate that booze is safe? I think it pretty much depends on who buys it, right? In the hands of a college freshman, it's never safe because every year a new crop of freshmen has to learn that booze contains alcohol. Every year a new crop of freshmen has to learn why it's called Four Loko instead of High C, including Devin Smith, who was found passed out in the parking lot on that night.
I mean, I know what I did was a mistake. I'm not going to drink or anything. I mean, I don't plan on drinking for at least till I'm 21.
Wise decision. In the meantime, there's only one way the FDA could make alcohol safe in the hands of college freshmen. Require that anything stronger than Mountain Dew contain Ipecac. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.